answer. Sorry, you have just reached my answering machine.
It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and it's time for our favorite portion of the program. That's where you get involved with your voicemails, your questions, comments, smart remarks. 317-684-8444. That's the phone number. Now, today, since Rob is doing the show from his home, he did not go through the voicemails. That was my job this morning. So you have no idea what's coming up, do you?
None. Absolutely none. I did send a picture to you and Kevin of my palatial Brownsburg estate, and I'm very fearful that I may be having to work from home again tomorrow because that snow is really piling up out there.
It seems like it's lightening up just a little bit downtown right now.
Well, we can't take any chances, and by not taking any chances, I mean I'm really digging not having to put pants on to do this show today.
Well, our first phone call yesterday, you and Kevin got into this big discussion about receding hairlines.
Yes.
And having to deal with that as men. It's something that some people have to deal with. And somebody called in to comment about that.
Hey, guys. This is Jeff from Claremont. I only get to hear your show during mashup. So I was listening to the hair conversation. My grandpa on my mom's side had lost his hair completely, had the ring around the top, the whole deal, by the time he was 30. Grandpa on my dad's side had his hair up until the day he died. He looked like he had Ronald Reagan hair. It was black. He had a little bit of gray at the temples. That was about it. So, yeah, I think it is the mom's side. And I will have to send you a pic of me at the State House talking to Boehning and a senator. And clearly, the crown on my head is reflecting light onto the ceiling. And I'll try and get that sent to you. It's on a photograph, so I'll have to copy that and send it. But, yeah, it definitely comes from the mom's side.
Okay, I had suggested that, and we weren't quite sure.
Yeah, I had heard that before. I think that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's passed on through the maternal line.
So, Rob, you said that's what you noticed when you saw a picture of yourself.
Yes.
That you were losing your hair.
Yes, I was. I saw a picture. Of course, naturally, I was out serving the public at large in an elected official capacity, something I didn't even have to be at. But, you know, Casey, no one cared more about the public than me. And I just happened to notice in that group photo, somebody had the back of my head, that it was starting to form. And once it's starting to form, I'm sorry, there's really no stopping it unless, of course, you go see our friends at We Grow Hair Indy.
Or you could just rub peanut butter on your head.
What?
Yeah, you ever heard that one?
No.
It's something to do with like the omega-3s and the peanut butter.
That is
I don't know.
Not a thing, Kevin. There's no way
it's
that's
a thing.
I think you're making that up.
I hope
now.
Someone calls in about that.
Well, you know,
some person, Kevin, is going to have an allergic reaction to what you told them to do, and they're going to say, well, it's worth it because Kevin, the guy on the radio, said this will help me grow my hair.
I hope not.
At one point, I had suggested to Kevin that he could start shaving his head and just embrace it. And
no.
His comment, what was your comment? You said, I don't know. I'm afraid I have a weird shaped head.
Yeah, I've never seen my head without hair, and I feel like it doesn't have the right shape for that. I'm not Bruce Willis.
All right, well, we did get another phone call about you, Kevin, and how you dress up every day.
All right. So Rob was talking about Kevin and how well-dressed he is. You know, Kevin is just living by the old motto that you dress for the job you want, not the job you have. So sooner or later, Rob's going to get fired for saying something just incredibly stupid, and Kevin's going to slide right on in there. Now, speaking of Kevin keeps playing all this great music. But what's the point of him putting in all this hard work to play great music if Rob and Casey are going to keep talking over it the whole time? It's only 90 seconds. Y'all can, you know, hush up for about 90 seconds and let us listen to the music, because Kevin's going to go through the work of putting it together for us there. And, Rob, if you're such a great mentor, how come you didn't let Kevin play Hit the Post yesterday? I was kind of disappointed. You didn't give the boy a shot. What kind of mentorship is that? Come on now. Get with the program.
I wholeheartedly agree with that, Casey. So on Warren Zevon Day tomorrow, we should let 90 seconds of every Warren Zevon song roll before we start talking. I am totally down with that. Our listeners are spot on it as usual.
I know. You're just trying to make the listeners happy. Well, what about when it's Justin Bieber bumper day?
Well, you know, there are laws against things like that, Casey.
Mm-hmm. Kevin is dressed up very nicely once again, Rob, just so you know.
Casey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This is apropos of nothing, but you have been in the radio business longer than I have.
Yes. Thanks for pointing that out.
When you started in radio, did you still have to have a license to be a radio broadcaster?
Yes, an FCC license.
What was that like? Tell.
What do you mean, what was it like?
Like, what did you have to do? What did you have to do to get a license to do this? What was involved in that?
Well, I got it at the end of graduating broadcasting school. So was
there a test, or was there like, did you have those like joining the U.S. military where there was like physical, you know, you had to do the monkey bars?
Or had to have 20/20 vision and all of that. It was just part of the process. You know, I went to broadcasting school after college, and then at the end of that, it was just part of the graduation process. And you actually did have to have a license. Many times over the years, I've been the chief operator of the radio station. So that was part of the process because we did have to take radio tower readings.
Yes.
And you had to be within certain parameters. And you had to make sure that, you know, legally the station was abiding by all of the rules and regs.
Now you don't want to be overmodulating. That's a big no-no.
Correct. So I don't think you have to do that. Now, why are you jealous of my license?
No, I just wondered because I didn't know how long you had actually been in the radio business. I'm sorry. I'll just be quiet over here now while you play the next phone call.
30 years this year, by the way, since you're wondering. Hey, Kevin, let's skip the next one and go to the Harry Chapin one since we were talking about the bumper music, the fourth phone call. Somebody has some words for you, Rob.
You know, Rob, if you can't have a peanut butter day or a hide-and-seek day, that's not a thing. Well, then Harry Chapin day, that sure isn't a thing. Love your show. Bye.
So yesterday was peanut butter day, and you said that's not a thing. And I jokingly said, well, it's hide-and-seek day because of all the documents coming out. It actually was not hide-and-seek day. But you would claim that those aren't real. However, you announced to the world that it was Harry Chapin day.
Yes. Let me peel back the curtain here for a moment on this business, Casey, if that's all right.
Sure.
maybe I'm not supposed to be saying this, but it's just us talking here. Nobody from Ohio to Illinois and all points in between is
just
listening. It's
friends.
Not like our station is that powerful.
Right.
I'm kind of a villain.
No.
And as part of that, sometimes I just do things mm-hmm. because they're funny to me, and I know that it will enrage other people. Mm-hmm. And I get great joy out of when I'm successful at doing the thing that I wanted to do.
If you're a villain, do you really think that you should be mentoring our sweet Kevin?
Well,
Rob's given me a little edge, you know, like I was too nice before,
okay.
And I'm starting to
turning
into a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a phenomenal question, Casey. Well done.
All right. Well, we've been saying for a while now that the moon conversation is over.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
It's not over yet.
Oh, great.
So this all stems from this. Chelsea Handler came out and said that she didn't realize that the moon and the sun were two different celestial bodies in the sky. She thought they were one and the same. And so we have gone down the rabbit hole of moon conversations. And then somebody said there were two moons, right? Was that right? Somebody called in and said there were two moons?
It was the same lady. The lady went from the moon does not rise in the east and set in the west to then we were both right because somehow there were two moons. I mean, she stopped just short of saying she had found Elvis and Tupac. It was very strange.
Okay. And I had commented that there were two moons on Tatooine. I was corrected. I know that there are two suns on Tatooine. Nerd alert. But somebody did call with one more tip about the moon.
You said you were done with the moon stuff, but since you brought it up a little bit ago, I thought I'd call in and say that God made two lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night in Genesis 1:16. He did not make two of either one. Thank you very much.
So there you go.
Very well said.
straight to Genesis from the Bible.
That settles the whole moon conversation.
Absolutely.
Right?
And now it is done. Now it is done.
I will be there to field the phone calls tomorrow, so we're done.
Okay, it's 10:42, and Hammer's going to join us next on 93 WIBC.